and the Independent Electoral Commission of South Africa. They will be kick-starting their public hearings into the new political party funding law on Thursday in Cape Town. Now, the Act seems to regulate party funding and ensure that all political parties disclose private donations, and that is to promote transparency. Most political parties, including the ANC and the DA, did not want this to happen in the first place. But anyway, there's going to be a look into this. And the commission said that it postponed the hearings in April to allow time to process the large number of written submissions from the public. So this morning you are joined by Mawethu Moseri, who is the Deputy Chief Officer at the IEC. Mawethu, good morning, and thank you for joining us on the show this morning.
Good morning, Kino, and good morning to your listeners. Thank you for the opportunity to be with you.
So what is it exactly that you're looking for from the public?
Well, we're looking at the regulations that will assist us to implement the law. The law was passed in 2018 by the parliament and assented to by the president, signed by the president earlier this year. And we did publish regulations to want to implement this act by the beginning of April. And when we published those regulations, we received over 4,300 submissions.
Wow.
And there were quite a few that we wanted the scribers of those submissions to come and talk to us on why they were proposing in the way they were proposing. But we've extended the opportunity that we have here to individuals who may not have submitted to come and do oral submission.
Okay. What are some of the core themes coming through in the suggestions?
Well, the core themes that are coming through is how political parties on a monthly basis, they will account for the funding that they are receiving. And there's also an issue about the thresholds. Should there be just 100,000? What about 50,000 that repeats itself on a weekly basis?
Mm.
So those niggling minor things on how we account for the money that is actually received by political parties. There's issues of giving them notice before the act comes into operation, and what kind of documents are required to account for this fund that they receive.
Yeah, because you don't want people to use loopholes, because we know
certainly.
We've come from two terms of looting. We don't want more people to go, hey, okay, I'll give you 50,000 rand a day. It's under the threshold, you don't have to tell anybody. But if you do that 50,000...
That's correct, yeah. So we basically what is coming through is people saying,
yep,
close the loopholes. And obviously others are concerned with the time it will take to bring the
yes.
act into operation, how quickly, how soon. They want to know this detail as soon as practicable. You would know that besides our own debate as a country, there is also a civil society organ that actually took the matter to the Constitutional Court, which then the outcome was that let's time the promulgation of the bill, that's where we are now, where the act is in place. It's a matter of passing the regulations.
Uh-huh.
So we are focusing on purely the regulations at this stage. And the hearings are only in Cape Town these 2 days, because we've already received bulk of the submissions. It was just a few.
Okay.
And then when we conclude on Friday, that would be the end of the public hearing.
What time do people get to the Taj? I mean, when do you start listening? There might be people quite interested in this. So, yeah.
Oh, certainly. We start at 9 a.m. this morning. The chairperson of the commission, Mr. Mashinini, will lead the process.
Yeah.
And we will run until 5 p.m. And tomorrow, again, we start at 9 until the last presentation, which should be about 1,300. And we indeed have political parties who are coming to make submissions. And we also have individuals who have said We want to come and make representation, but also we have authority bodies like your access to public information bodies who are saying we also want to come and make an oral submission.
I'm sure people like Sikonathi Mantshantsha are rubbing his hands already, wanting to see who's getting what from who and who got contracts in the Western Cape and Gauteng and all the rest of it. Anyway, Mawe Tumoseri, thank you for your time. Deputy Chief Officer.
Thank you very much, sir.
Pleasure. Deputy Chief Officer at the IEC.